Campbell tried to figure out why this woman disconcerted her, but finally concluded that Parker seemed slightly uncomfortable with her company and not very eager to make small talk. Sammy, on the other hand, appeared determined to keep up a conversation with the newcomer, asking,
"So, what do you think of the mountain?"
"It's very pretty with all the leaves changing colors," she responded with seeming sincerity.
"I bet you didn't get much foliage in Chicago, did you?"
"No, I lived right downtown, a few blocks off the lakeshore, and didn't make it far from there very often."
"Were you in marketing?"
"I was in politics," Parker said, a hint of tension in her voice. Campbell wondered what it was about politics that the woman didn't want to discuss. People in politics usually didn't want to discuss anything else. Thankfully, Sammy appeared to be oblivious to her discomfort as he rambled on.
"Then what brought you up here to our little mountain in the woods?"
"It was time for a change, and this was a big one," Parker stated flatly, then added that contrived smile. Campbell heard the noncommittal comment for what it was, an attempt to dodge the heart of the question. The woman wasn't introverted, but guarded, and that fact piqued Campbell's suspicions. Sammy was right to wonder why a woman like this would come to a place like Bear Run. Something didn't add up. But she obviously didn't want to talk about her personal situation, and Campbell didn't intend to push the subject any further.
"Yeah? Well, I imagine this place will be very different from what you're used to," Sammy continued. "What about your family? They must be sad to see you move."
"Sam," Campbell finally cut in, "leave the poor woman alone. She's not even unpacked."
"Sorry, I was just trying to make conversation."
"You can pick it up some other time." Campbell motioned to the small, one-lane road that headed up into some timber and a group of one- and two-story houses. "This is our turn." "Thanks for walking me this far," Parker said with a polite smile that seemed slightly more genuine than the others she'd produced. Maybe she was warming up, or maybe she was just happy to be rid of them.
"Anytime," Sammy said genially. "If you ever need anything, we're the fifth cabin up on the left."
"Thanks, I'll keep that in mind."
"It was nice to meet you,"
Campbell added as Parker turned to leave. "You too." After Parker left, Campbell and Sammy slowly started up the hill, settling into an easy silence that came from spending so much of their lives together. When they reached their cabin, they both kicked off their softball cleats and dropped their gear just inside the doorway. Sammy grabbed a can of soda from the fridge, cracking it open as he flopped on the couch. Campbell ran her hand through her shoulder-length golden brown hair, matted down from the ball cap she'd worn, and glanced down at her shirt and pants, covered in the red clay of the softball diamond.
"I'm going to take a shower."
"Hey, Kim,"
Sammy called as she started to climb the stairs to her loft.
"What? You think Parker plays for your team or mine?"
Campbell shrugged, slightly uncomfortable with the implications of his question. The possibility that Parker would be dating material uncovered that old hurt she had worked so hard to bury.
"What difference does it make? I'm sure a woman like that wouldn't be interested in ski bums like us."
"Speak for yourself, I'm quite a catch."
Campbell wondered if Sammy had heard her slight bitterness. She was a little disconcerted to detect it herself. Something about Parker had sparked it. What was more, the guarded new marketing director was responsible for an even more unsettling response. For the first time in 6 months, Campbell's pulse was racing.